have four passages for our scripture reading today, and we'll have them on the screen. We'll begin reading each of the verses together in English first and then in Chinese. I have it in the screen. So if you would have your eyes on the screen, we can read together. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Let's read together. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
我係讀中文，我係哥林多前書九章廿四到廿七節，想銀幕座我一齊讀廿四節咁講。難道你們不知道，在台上賽跑的人，雖然大家都跑，但得獎的只有一個人嗎？你們都應當這樣跑，好叫你們可以得獎。凡參加運動比賽的，在一切事上都有節制。他們這樣做，不過要得到能壞的冠冕，我們卻是要得不朽的冠冕。所以我們奔跑不是沒有目標的，我鬥拳不是打空氣的。我要克制自己的身體，叫身體服我，免得我傳了給別人，自己反而落選了。
Next scripture reading is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 to 10. Let's read this together in English. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe.
第二節聖經喺提摩太前書四章七到十節，第七節我哋一齊讀。總要棄絕世俗以及老婦的無稽之談，要操練自己達到敬虔的地步，因為操練身體益處還少，唯獨操練敬虔凡事有益，還有根深和來世的應許，這話是可信的，是得完全接納的。我們也是為這緣故勞苦努力，因為我們的盼望在於永活的神，他是萬人的救主，跟住信徒的救主。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 to 14. Let's read together. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们第三段圣经是《腓立比书》三章十到十四节，十节咁讲，我们大家一起读。使我认识基督和他复活的大能，并且在他所受的苦上有份，受他所受的死，这样我也许可以从死人中复活。向着目标竭力追求者，并不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，而是竭力追求，好使我们已得着基督耶稣要我们得着的。弟兄们，不要以为自己已经得着了，我只一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着目标竭力追求，为要得着神在耶稣基督是要我们往上去得的奖赏。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
第四段圣经在希伯来书十二章一到三节，第一节我们大家一起读。专一注视耶稣，所以我们既然有这样多的见证人像云彩围绕着我们，就应该脱下各样的拖累和容易缠住我们的罪，以坚忍的心奔跑那摆在我们面前的赛程。专一注视耶稣，就是我们信心的创始者和完成者，也因为在摆在面前的喜乐，就忍受了十字架，轻看了羞辱，现在就坐在神宝座的右边。这位忍受罪人那样顶撞的耶稣，你们要仔细细细细的，免得疲倦灰心。
Title of our sermon is What is your passionate pursuit?
Peace to you all, my brothers and sisters.
I wish today I could speak in English and Cantonese, then Pastor Ben could save his voice a little.
我希望能够用英语同埋粤语嚟讲道，所以牧师唔使喉咙咁辛苦。
I'm sure we're all praying for God to heal him. He's had this since winter time.
我哋恳求父神医治牧师把声个喉咙。冬天开始已经是没声。
Well, thank you for reading those passages today.
多谢刚才领聚会的读那几段经文。
All four of those passages are a great challenge to me.
每一节经文，刚才那四段都是向我们很大的挑战。
And they force me to ask this question, what is my passionate pursuit?
每一节都催逼我问这个问题，我热切追寻的是什么？
In the first passage, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth.
第一段圣经保罗写信俾哥林多嘅教会。
He's comparing the Christian life to running a race.
佢将基督徒嘅人生同赛跑嚟比较。
He said, "If you're going to run, run to win."
佢话如果你哋赛跑就系目的就系要得奖得胜。
Running to win means you have to give it your all.
我哋赛跑为咗要得胜，即系话你要全然嘅献上你嘅气力、你嘅生命。
And from these two verses, we see the most important ingredient is self-control.
喺几次圣经里面提醒我哋，最重要嘅就系节制自己，节制自己。
Every athlete exercises self-control in all things.
每一个运动员在任何人生嘅方面都要实行佢嘅节制。
But they're just running for a perishable crown.
就是为了得到一个今生今世会扭坏的腐坏的一个冠冕。
And for us, it's an imperishable one.
但是我们基督徒走的赛跑所得到的奖赏是不能扭坏的一个冠冕。
I think Paul used this example for the Christians in Corinth because every 2 years there was a competition in Corinth called the Isthmian Games.
在保罗用这个赛跑的一个图画来形容人生啊，因为哥林多那个地方呢，每两年啊，就有一个全希腊帝国的大赛跑的大运动赛的。
It was like the Olympics.
就好像我们今时今日的奥林匹克运世运那样。
But it was every 2 years.
但是哥林多的所谓世运是每年两年一次。
And 7 months before the competition, all of the competitors would begin their training.
大赛之前7个月，所有的运动员都开始训练。
What they eat.
他们怎样吃什么好节制
getting their rest
他们的休息他们好节制
exercising and training
他们的操练他们的运动好节制
They were going to run to win.
因为他们赛跑为的目的就是要得着奖赏。
If they won, they got a celery leaf wreath for their head.
如果他们得奖赛跑战胜冠军的话，他的冠冕是用树叶来做的。
Celery leaf wreath.
一个用树叶做的皇冠。
But they did get some extra benefits.
但是也都有其他额外的利益的。
They didn't have to pay taxes.
他们不需要付税。
They had free tuition.
他们上学读书呢，不收学费。
And they didn't have to serve in the military.
还有不用参军。
And they had a statue made in their likeness.
还有有一个人像啊，是用他的样来雕刻出来的。
But the wreath was made of celery leaves.
但是那个冠冕摆在头上，是用树叶做的。
When you see this picture, what does it bring to your mind?
你看到这个图画，你的脑海想象浮现了什么形象出来？
Lots of people running.
很多人赛跑。
But do they look like they're running to win?
但是他们的样子，是不是他们为了得奖而赛跑啊？
Or are they running for the camera?
亦或是为影咗呢幅相啊嚟作作。
Hi mom, hi dad.
还是话妈妈你听我几威。
There's a difference between running and running to win.
赛跑同为奖为冠军而赛跑好大分别。
And I must admit, much of my Christian life, I'm just enjoying the goodness of being a Christian.
我要承认我基督徒人生里面很多时间都是为了得着神祝福来过这个基督徒人生。
I'd like for it to be comfortable and convenient, please.
我求上帝给我一生幸福舒服啦。
But Paul says run to win.
但保罗说不是的，我们基督徒人生是为了得奖，为了得冠军而赛跑。
How about these guys?
这班人，你说他们是不是竭力得奖啊？
They're going to be number one and two, aren't they?
他们是冠军和亚军啊。
You can tell that they've prepared.
你看到他们很付出很多预备节制的纪律。
You can tell that they've been training.
你看到他们会受很大的训练啊。
And straining.
你看他多竭力啊，多出力的跑。
And attaining the prize.
为了得着那个冠军而赛跑。
Paul says this even for his own benefit.
保罗说，我们赛跑是为不单是为别人的利益，为自己的利益。
Not just you, I'm running this race too.
不只是你啊，我都是这个赛跑里面的。
I have a clear goal.
我有一个很清晰的目标。
I discipline my body.
我节制，我纪律我的身体。
I keep it under control.
我将我的人生的身体在控制之下。
We have friends in Taiwan that we've known for many years.And each year when we prepare to come back to the States, they say something to me.
台湾我有很多朋友，跟我一生人的朋友的，我回来美国之前呢，他跟我讲几句话。
They say, Dan, how come each time you go back to the States, you get bigger?
他说，何牧师啊，为什么你每一次回来美国的，那个中腰那处越来越胖啊，越来越肥的。
And then you come back to Taiwan and you get a little skinnier.
但是你回来台湾呢，就越来越窄的。
Well, I don't have very good self-control.
我不是很节制自己饮食。
And it shows.
因为中间那处越来越广阔呢，就可以看到了。
But this idea of self-control means to master yourself.
这个纪律，自我纪律的意思，就是自己克制自己。
You're master of your body.
就是你是你自己身体的主管。
You're master of your thoughts.
你的思想是你主管它的。
Your words.
你的说话是你主管的。
Your attitudes.
你的态度。
Your motivations.
你的推动力。
Everything about us.
你的动机，我们人生每一方面，我们自己管制。
How old do you think Paul was when he said these words about himself?
那保罗为自己形容自己的时候，写这几个字的时候，几多岁啊？
In his 20s?
你说是不是他二十零岁的时候啊？
What do you think?
你估计几大啊？年纪？
30s?
是不是三十零啊？
How about 40s?
四十零呢？
50s?
五十几？
I think he was in his 60s.
我想我估佢系大概六十零啦。
And he didn't live into his 70s.
佢冇活到七十。
He was running the race of life to win.
佢赛跑，佢争赛跑，佢人生嘅赛跑咧，系为咗得着冠军。
In the Message Bible, this is what these verses sound like about Paul.
这个是简明的翻译里面临前第九章的译本。
Can we read it together in English, please?
我们一起用英语来读啊。
I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it, and then missing it myself.This is a little hard to translate.
这个不是很容易，他用白话的说话来翻译这句。
Do I have the Chinese? I don't have the Chinese on it, sorry. But this is Paul's attitude at about 62.
一个人六十零岁的，他仍然有这样的态度。
You want to guess how old I am?
你猜不猜到我有几大年纪啊？
62.
何牧师62。
So this is very challenging to me.
所以呢段圣经对我嚟讲系好大嘅挑战。
Next, Paul is talking to his son in the faith again at the end of his life.
然后保罗再一次嘅在佢人生大概终结嘅时候呢，对佢嘅属灵嘅儿子提摩太讲呢句说话。
And he gives Timothy this advice.
佢俾呢个忠告俾提摩太。
Train yourself for godliness.
他说我们要在敬虔的生活里面操练自己。
Bodily training is of some value.
他说身体的操练是有多少的福利的，有益处的。
But godliness is of value in every way.
但是敬虔的人生得操练是样样都有益处。
It holds promise for us now.
不单止今世给我们有希望。
But it has eternal value for the life to come.
而且在永生的人将来的人生里面更有益处。
And then he goes on to say this.
然后他继续讲这个说话。
Toil and strive because we have our hope set on the living God.
他说我们要努力的，我们要劳苦努力的，因为我们盼望的是在永活的神里面。
He's our Savior.
他是我们的拯救，我们的救主。
He's living.
他是一个活的神。
Run the race.
所以我们赛跑。
Become godly.
所以我们能够得着敬虔的一个特性。
Right into eternity.
一直到永远的。
And this, third passage, Paul is writing now to the Philippians, but again he's talking about himself.
然后他又写信给腓立比教会，是形容自己的。
This is a good verse for my 62nd year because he was about 62 when he wrote it.
是大概保罗大概62岁的时候写这句说话。
But I think you'll find that this is something that we can all apply.
我们也都可以应用到，每一个人都可以应用到这句说话。
What is his goal?
他的人生目标是什么？
To know Christ.
是认识基督。
That word know means to experience him intimately in every way.
认识的意思就是很亲密的经历到不同的方面，所有的方面每日经历到神。
Did Jesus rise from the dead?
主耶稣是不是从死里复活呢？
Did he?
他是不是？
Yeah. Paul said, well, I want to experience that kind of power too.
保罗说我一生的追求就得着他复活的大能。
Did Jesus suffer?
经历耶稣有没有受苦啊？
Yeah.
有啊。
Well, I want to share in his sufferings.
保罗说我要同耶稣一同啊，经历到他的受苦。
I want to become like him.
甚至用一样的受他的苦。
In life.
不单止在生有生之时。
And in death.
甚至到死亡同他经历他的死亡。
That I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
好使到我能够从死里面一样的得着复活。
What was Paul's passionate pursuit?
你说保罗他人生最热切的追寻是什么？
To know, to love, and become like Jesus.
认识和爱和主耶稣一样。
He said, I haven't obtained it yet.
保罗说我不是说已经得着到了。
And how old was he?
他当时多少岁啊？
62? Hadn't obtained it yet.
62岁都未曾攞到嗰、那个达到嗰个程度。
Not perfect.
佢唔系完全。
But I press on.
但佢仍然嘅竭力向前走。
To make it my own.
系作为我嘅人生嘅目标。
brothers, we're all in this together.
我哋每个人都系一齐嘅，在呢个路途上边赛跑。
Christ has made me His own.
基督耶稣已经将我接纳系拥佢嘅拥有嘅。
And there's one thing I do.
而且我人生里面只有做一样嘢。
Not 10 things.
唔系十件事咁多。
Just one.
只系一样啫。
I forget what lies behind.
我忘记背后。
And I strive and strain forward to what lies ahead.
我竭力出力嘅为咗前面嗰个目标而奔走。
I press on.
我竭力嘅继续向前。
Toward the goal for the prize.
系要得着在前面嗰个终点嗰处俾我预备好嘅奖赏。
Of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
就系神在天上边藉着耶稣对我嘅呼召。
He's very honest.
保罗好老实啊。
I've been running for quite a long time.
他已经赛跑很久了。
I've been getting to know Jesus better.
我已经一生人认识耶稣相当了。
I'm becoming more like him.
越来越似我的主。
But I'm not there yet.
但我未曾达到那个终点。
There's more to learn.
因为前面还有很多我要学习的。
There's more to experience.
还有更多我要经历的。
There's more transformation needed.
还有更多改变在我人生里面完成的。
I have failures.
我有失败。
I have my lazy days.
我亦都有我懒嘅一日。
But I forget.
但我唔记得嗰啲啦。
The past.
过去嘅我唔记住。
I strain forward.
竭力向前。
To the future.
系将前面我要得着嘅。
Can you identify with Paul in any way?
你能唔能够与保罗一齐认同？
Maybe by this time he had already been a Christian for
30 some years.
So how long have you been a Christian?
And
have you been getting to know him?
And
to love him?
And
to become like him? Well, I'm sure all of us would say, I've had my good days, and then again, I've had my lazy days.
我相信我们每个人都说，我有得胜的地方，也都有失败的地方。
In Taiwan, our co-workers, their English names are Dennis and Alice.
在台湾，我有几个同工，他的名是 Dennis 和 Alice。
They became Christians as students.
他们读书的时候信主的。
But when Alice went home to tell her mother, I became a Christian, her mother was very angry. She said, anyone can become a Christian, but not you. Don't you remember how I raised you? When Alice was 14 days old, her father died.
Alice 2 weeks, 出世之后2个礼拜，佢个父亲过世。
Alice has 2 older sisters.
Alice 有两个姐。
So her mom had to raise these 3 girls by herself.
所以呢个母亲啊，呢个寡妇啊，一个人啊，养大3个女。
You know what her job was?
佢做咩工噶
？She sold paper money and incense sticks to the temples.
佢啊系做嗰啲阴司纸啊，卖俾嗰啲神庙嘅。
For worshipping the ancestors.
是拜佛拜祖先那些用那些陰屍子。
For worshipping false gods.
他們是敬拜那些假的神。
And she was quite well known in the whole city because she worked at it so hard.
他媽媽做那些陰屍子最靚的很出名的。
Everybody knew her.
人人都認識他。
So she told her daughter, You can't believe in Jesus. Everybody knows my reputation.
所以佢阿媽對 Alice 話：你唔能夠信耶穌㗎，因為全鄉全村嘅人都知道我係個聲譽係做最靚嘅陰司子。
But Alice prayed for her mom.
But Alice 為佢阿媽祈禱。
Served her mom.
啊，好好嘅服侍佢嘅母親。
Even helped her mom deliver things for her business.
甚至到去送嗰啲陰司子送貨咁送去神廟。
Eventually, Alice got married to Dennis.
最後那個 Alice 咧就嫁咗俾 Dennis.
And together they prayed for Alice's mom.
佢哋一對夫婦唔停嘅為 Alice 嘅母親祈禱。
And they served her.
一齊嘅好愛心滿帶愛心去服侍佢阿媽。
And then they had 2 children.
Alice Dennis 有2個仔女。
And Alice's mom is watching the life of Alice change over the years.
Alice 个母亲见到佢个女嘅人生嘅改变啊，咁多年来一直嘅改变。
The joy she had in her heart.
睇到佢生命里边嘅喜乐。
The love she had for her husband.
佢就係夫妻之間嘅恩愛。
And for these two beautiful children growing up.
同埋兩個兒女，佢哋點樣教養？
And 20 years later, Alice's mom accepted Christ.
20年之後，呢個做陰司子嘅母親咧，亦都信咗耶穌。
She was 72.
佢嗰時候係72歲。
She said, "My life before was like black and white."
佢話我人生嘅以前咧，人生好似黑白咁樣嘅。
Now finally, it's like color.
而家咧，信咗耶穌之後咧，係好多光彩嘅。
There's so much I still need to learn.
佢話我前面還有好多要想學習嘅。
So she wanted to read the Bible.
所以佢想讀聖經。
Alice got her a Bible with the real big words for easier to see.
Alice 送咗一個好大個字嘅聖經，年紀大睇唔到聖經。
And Alice said, "Come on over on Wednesday mornings, and we'll read the Bible together."
Alice 對佢媽話：禮拜三朝頭早你嚟我屋企，我哋一齊讀聖經。
Her mom brought a couple other older friends too.
佢阿媽帶咗幾個其他嘅朋友。
And they started in Genesis.
佢從創世記開始讀聖經。
In the beginning,
太初
God created.
神創造天地。
And they would read the verses out loud together.
佢哋開聲嘅讀聖經嘅。
They'd read to some place and. And Alice's mom said, "I don't understand this."
但係讀到一段嘅時候咧，對佢媽媽話：我唔明白呢啲説話。
And Alice would explain it to her.
啊，佢個女 Alice 咧就會解釋啊。
They would read from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
禮拜三朝頭早九點到十二點都讀聖經嘅時候。
And stop for lunch.
然後食晏晝咯。
Alice was tired.
哦，佢個女咧有啲攰嘅話。
But after lunch, her mom said, "Can we keep reading?"
啊！食完晏昼之后，佢阿妈话：我哋唔好停啊，继续要读啊。
Okay, mom.
阿乐就话好啦。
And they keep reading.
咪继续嘅读圣经咯。
In 1 year, she finished the whole Bible.
一年啊，个妈妈读完圣经啊，整本圣经。
She memorized some of the verses.
有好几段佢背咗添。
And she would take notes on what she was learning.
啊，佢学习嘅佢会写低有笔记。
And she would start sharing her new faith with all the people in town who knew her.
佢亦都講俾其他嘅朋友聽啊，佢嘅新嘅信耶穌嘅經歷。
And on Sundays she would make lunch for all of us in church.
啊，禮拜日聚集嘅時候咧，佢會為教會所有嘅信徒都煮飯。
From black and white to color.
啊，從黑白嘅人生變成滿有光彩嘅人生。
But when she was 74, she got cancer.
佢74歲啊 ，Alice 個母親咧患有癌症啦。
And within 7 months, she passed away.
7个月之內就過世啦。
Before she died, she wrote this notebook, "The things that I'm thankful for."
佢離世之前啊，佢喺佢嘅筆記裏邊啊，寫低好多我為乜嘢感謝。
Thankful for the Lord who saved me.
佢話感謝主，佢拯救我。
She said, "I'm not afraid of death."
佢話我唔怕死噶。
But I am afraid of pain.
但係我怕痛。
It was not an easy sickness.
嗱，呢個病癌症唔係那容易過噶。
And in this little book, she thanked Alice for praying for her and loving her and finally leading her to Christ.
佢喺筆記裏邊寫低話，佢為佢個女 Alice 感謝，因為係個女帶佢信耶穌啊。
And her last three words.
佢最後嗰三個字。
Thank you, Lord.
佢話感謝主。
And she went into His presence.
然後就離開世界到主嘅身旁。
She was running the race to win.
佢人生係賽跑，係為咗冠軍得獎而賽跑。
She started later than most of us.
佢雖然話遲啲先至得救。
But she came to know Christ.
但係佢仍然嘅認識主。
To love Him.
仍然嘅認識愛主。
Become like Him.
與主一樣。
Run into His arms,
走到主嘅懷中
forever to be with Him,
永遠嘅與主同在。
So finally, this passage in Hebrews,
最後第四段嘅就係希伯來書第十二章。
Our passionate pursuit is not just a crown; it's Jesus Himself.
我哋熱切嘅追求唔單止係為一個冠軍而賽跑，而係為主耶穌嘅而賽跑。
And we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
我哋有好多见证人如云彩一样围绕我哋。
Like Alice's mom, there are many people who have gone before us.
好似 Alice 嘅母亲一样，我哋前面已经走过，走到主嘅怀中里边有好多见证人。
On June the 12th of this year,
今年六月十二。
In the Wheaton Chinese Alliance Church,
喺惠敦嘅华人宣道会。
Raymond Ng. passed away.
Raymond Ng, 一个弟兄过世。
He had cancer.
他有癌症。
Only 55 But he loved the Lord.
但他很爱主。
He ran into the arms of the Lord.
他走到主的怀中。
And he's now one of the witnesses that surround us.
他现在就是我们四周围绕我们的见证人。
How many of you know a Christian who has now gone on to be with the Lord?
你认识有几多基督徒现在已经与主同在啊？
Almost all of us.
每一个人差不多每一个人都认识基督徒在已经离世与主同在。
The older Ben and I get, the more people we know who are up there.
我们传道人越来越老的时候呢，就越来越多弟兄姊妹在主的怀中。
There are cheerleaders.
在天堂里面有些喝彩的助彩的人的。
Keep running, they say.
向我们现在说，不要停啊，继续跑。
Don't give up.
不要放弃啊。
Lay aside every weight.
所有制住你的、拖住你的要放低啊。
Lay aside every sin.
每一个罪恶都要放低。
Those sins that cling so closely.
因为罪恶黐得我哋咁紧咁密啊。
And let's run with endurance.
让我哋用恒久唔停嘅心智嚟赛跑。
God has given us a race set before us.
神喺我哋前面啊，已经为我哋预备一个好一个赛跑噶。
And here comes the secret for our passionate pursuit.
我哋热切追求神呢个秘诀就系呢一处。
We look to Jesus.
我哋望住耶稣。
He's the founder and perfecter of our faith.
他是开始我们的信仰，也是完全我们的信仰的神。
And because of the joy that was set before him, he could endure the cross.
因为主耶稣在前面有个喜乐，所以他能够挨得过十字架。
What was the joy set before Jesus?
在主耶稣面前摆好那个喜乐是什么？
It enabled him to endure the cross.
能够使得他有力的来忍受过十架的痛苦啊。
He endured the cross with joy.
他用喜乐的心来忍受十架的痛苦。
What was that joy?
那个喜乐是什么？
Because we're to look to him.
因为我们要望住耶稣啊。
So we can run with endurance.
好使得我们都有力量恒久的跑完啊。
I've thought about this quite a bit.
我花了很多时间来思考这个问题。
I don't know if I know the answer.
我不肯定我是不是有这个答案。
But I think one of the joys set before Jesus was to be back with his Father.
我想啊，在主耶稣面前那个喜乐啊，就是再一次与他的父神啊一起。
His Father sent him to earth.
因为是父神差派他到世间上。
To seek and to save us.
去寻找，去拯救我们。
And Jesus was willing to endure the cross to fulfill the Father's purpose for him.
主耶稣愿意忍受十架的痛苦，是为了要达成父神在他人生里面的计划目的。
And I think he could hardly wait to be back with his Father again.
我想他真的等不及了，很渴望要回到父神旁边。
But I think there's another joy he had before him.
我相信还有第二种的喜乐在他面前。
You know what that was?
大家知不知道是什么呢？
You.
就是你。
And me.
还有我。
He's going to bring us with him to the Father.
因为他会带我们一起的到父神面前。
He's not dying in vain.
他不是为了白费他的受死的。
It brought him great joy to know that he would return to the Father, bringing you and me with him.
他知道他回到父神的时候会带着你带着我到父神当中的，所以这个就是他的喜乐。
So he could endure the cross.
所以他能够忍受十架。
He could despise the shame.
虽然那么羞辱的他都能够忍受。
Did he finish his race?
他有没有走完他的赛跑啊？
Did it end in the tomb?
他是不是赛跑的终结就是在坟墓里面？
Where did it end?
在哪处完的？
He is where is he seated?
他在坐在哪里啊？
On a throne.
坐在宝座上。
Next to his father.
在父神的旁边。
He finished the race.
他走完他的赛跑。
It wasn't for celery leaves.
不是为了那些树叶做的冠冕。
It was for you and me.
是为你和为我。
And it was for his father.
也是为父神。
We are running a Christian race.
我们是在基督徒人生的赛跑的路上。
Remember we just read, lay aside the weight.
我哋话我哋要将所有嘅秤砣啊、包袱、垃圾啊放走、放低。
Lay aside the sins that cling to us.
放低黐住我哋嘅罪恶。
So that we can run to win.
所以我哋能够得到奖赏嘅嚟跑。
Well, how do you think this guy is going to do?
你话呢个人啊，赛跑辛唔辛苦啊？
Does he have joy set before him?
你话佢面前啊，有冇喜乐啊？
Does he look happy?
你话佢开唔开心啊？
Those eyes don't look very happy to me.
你睇嗰个面孔咧，唔似好有喜乐嘅。
Oh, I've got to run this race.
你话好辛苦啊，要走完呢个赛跑。
But I'm so busy.
但我咁忙咧。
I have so many stresses.
我有好多嘅忧虑啦。
So many responsibilities.
咁多嘅责任。
So many other things I'd like to do.
咁多其他嘅嘢嚟绑住我。
I don't know if you notice, but one thing in there is a tennis racket.
你有冇留意到啊？有个网球棒啊。
I love to play tennis.
啊，何牧师好中意打网球嘅。
But I played so much that I've injured my wrist.
我打网球打得几多啊？打到咧，我个手踭啊、手腕啊系受伤嘅。
And God kind of reminded me.
神提醒我。
Your first race isn't to win at tennis.
你的人生的赛跑不是为了得到网球赛的冠军。
Are you so passionate in pursuing me?
耶稣就主对何牧师说，你是不是热切的追寻我呢？
Is there anything there that looks like it could be a weight in your life?
他拖住那些，是不是有些东西，即是你都拖住着呢？
I don't see an Apple Watch, but it could be there.
我睇唔到一个最先进嗰啲啊电脑手表啊，我相信亦都会喺度。
Yeah, at different stages of our lives, there are different weights in our lives.
我哋人生唔同嘅阶段有唔同嘅担挑。
There are certain sins that kind of cling to us. It's hard to get over them.
乜嘢罪恶黐住你呢？
But we're to lay them aside.
圣经话我哋要放低掉走晒。
And this is how we do it.
这个是教导我们怎样能够放低我们的这个包袱。
We consider how Jesus did it.
我们要考虑记得思念耶稣怎样走完他的路。
Did he have weights in his life?
耶稣有没有人生里面的担挑包袱啊？
Did he bear our sins?
他背负我这个罪恶。
But he had joy set before him.
但是在他面前摆住喜乐。
This race is going to finish.
这个赛跑我们会跑完的。
I'm going to be back with the Father.
我耶稣说我会回到去父神那里。
And people need the Lord.
别人需要主耶稣的。
I'm going to bring people with me.
我会带着其他的人到父神那里。
When we consider how much he endured,
我们考虑到思想到他挨了多少之后，
our weights or trials don't seem so bad.
我们的担挑负担不是那么重。
He had such hostility against him.
他要面对极大的仇视敌视。
So if you happen to be a little weary in your Christian race,
或者你在人生的赛跑上面现在好像有点疲倦，
or a little faint-hearted,
或者好像晕紧，
just consider Jesus.
我们纪念到耶稣。
He ran to the end.
他一直走完。
And he is in the presence of the Father.
他是在父神的身旁。
Consider Jesus.
我们思念耶稣。
Everything he endured.
他忍受的任何所有。
It wasn't easy for him.
不是容易的。
But he endured it.
但是他忍受完。
We don't have to depend on our own strength.
我们不用靠我们自己的气力。
God has given us his spirit.
神已经给他的灵给过我们。
And this is one of the, it may be the last letter that Paul wrote.
这个比提摩太后书的可能是他写信最后的一封。
And he wrote to Timothy.
他写信给提摩太。
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
神不是给我们这个胆怯的灵。
We don't have to be afraid of the Christian race.
我们不用怕走这个基督徒的人生的路。
We don't have to be afraid of suffering.
我们不需要怕受苦受难。
We don't have to be afraid of what others think of us.
我们不用恐惧别人怎样看我们。
God has given us a spirit of power.
神已经将刚强、
love、
仁爱、
self-control、
谨守的心灵赐过给我们。
Depending on Him, we can lay aside those weights.
我们依靠主，我们才能够放低所有其他这么重的包袱。
When I get back to Taiwan, I have to lay aside this weight.
我翻去台湾嘅时候咧，我要放低喺美国重咗嗰几磅。
But laying aside sin is sometimes quite difficult.
但系放低罪恶唔容易啊。
He's given us power.
但佢已经将刚强能力俾过我哋。
He's given us love.
佢已经将仁爱嘅心灵俾过我哋。
So we can be a master of our lives.
所以我能够主管到我哋自己嘅人生。
Who do you think that is?
嗰个人你估系边个人啊
？Could be Jesus.
可以话系可能系耶稣咯。
Could be Raymond Ding from the Wheaton Chinese Church.
可以话系喺宣道会惠敦宣道会刚刚离世嗰个兄弟啊。
Could be you.
可以系你啊。
Could be me.
可以系我。
So many years ago, I don't remember how many, but Pastor Ben told me something.
好几年前，牧师同何牧师讲嗰啲说话。
I hadn't been thinking of it, and he brought it up.
何牧师面前谂到嘅系牧师提到嘅。
He said, "You know, we're in the last quarter of our race."
佢话你哋记唔得记得啊？我哋而家系嗰个所谓打钟啊，嗰一圈里边啊。
Have you ever heard him say that before?
有冇记得牧师讲过我哋系打钟嗰个圈啊？
It's time to kick high.
即是说现在要竭力的为了目标为了胜利来走了。
It's the bell lap.
这个是打钟那一圈。
It's the last lap.
即是一赛跑一米路那个赛程啊要走四圈的。第四圈是最后那圈最重要的是打钟的。所以现在是那个打钟那一圈。
And when Ben told me that, I thought to myself, but I'm so tired.
牧师同我讲嘅时候，我话我好攰咯。
And he's running with a high kick.
但系牧师话而家系最出力嘅跑嗰一圈嘅时候。
Yeah, that's right.
系啊，真系噶。
Does Ben have weights in his life?
牧师有冇一生嘅罪恶嘅负担啊，同埋垃圾啊
？He lays them aside.
放低佢咯。
He has a passionate pursuit.
他有一个热心的追寻
He wants to know Jesus
他要认识耶稣
Love Jesus
爱耶稣
Be faithful to Jesus
和忠心效忠于主
Become like Jesus
与他一样
And I'm going to finish the race that way
我会用那个方法这样的态度来走完我的人生
But it's not the end of the story
但是那个不是故事的终结了
It's just the end of the race
只不过是在世赛跑的终结
The story goes on
这个故事继续的
In the presence of God forever
在神的面前永恒的继续的
So Paul encourages us to run to win
保罗劝勉我们为了得胜而走这条路
Let me get to this last Run to win the race of life
我们赛跑为了得胜而赛跑基督徒生命的赛跑
Train to gain the godliness of Christ.
我哋操练自己要得着敬虔嘅人生。
Strain to attain the call from above.
我哋竭力嘅追寻，在神在上赐俾我哋嘅。
Pursue Jesus with a heart full of love.
我哋定睛仰望，以爱嘅充满我哋嘅人生里边望住主。
These four statements really encourage me.
呢四个说话唔停嘅鼓励我。
I'll read them again.
我再一次读俾大家听。
Run to win.
为得奖赏而奔跑赛跑。
The race of life.
我哋人生嘅路。
Train to gain.
操练自己去得着。
The godliness of Christ.
得着基督嘅样新样同埋敬虔。
Strain to attain.
竭力去追求。
The call from above.
从神在上赐俾我哋嘅奖赏。
Pursue Jesus.
我哋追求主。
With a heart full of love.
用我哋充满住爱嘅心去追求仰望主。
Let's pray.
我一齐祈祷。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you passionately pursued to seek and to save us.
主耶稣，我哋感谢你，因为你热切嘅嚟追寻我哋，拯救我哋。
May I passionately pursue you to seek and to serve you.
我的心愿就是我热切的去追寻要认识你和服侍你。
Thank you for the power of your spirit.
我们多谢你圣灵的大能是赐予给我们的。
Thank you for filling me with your love.
多谢你用你的爱充满我人生。
And thank you for helping me to be self-controlled.
我们感谢你因为你帮助我们有自己的节制纪律。
I forget what lies behind.
我愿意忘记背后。
I strain for what is ahead.
我为要前面为我预备嘅去竭力追寻。
I want to run into your arms.
我愿意走到你嘅心手中。
God help me.
神帮助我哋。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
There's one little story, if I could say.Because this one really gets to me.
有一個小小嘅故事，我講俾你聽嘅，因為好感動我嘅。
Grace and I work with the navigators.
Grace 師母、何師母同埋何牧師係在導航會裏邊侍奉神嘅。
There is a navigator staff who's 103 years old.
導航會有一個傳道人啊，103歲。
And he still is a speaker sometimes at conferences.
佢仍然喺基督徒大會裏邊講道嘅。
And once, when he was 102 years old,
一年前他102岁的时候,
he was speaking to a bunch of college students.
他向一班20岁的大学生讲道。
And afterwards, a student went over to him and said, "May I ask you a question?"
讲完之后，啲学生嚟问呢个传道人啊，我话可唔可以问呢个问题？
How do you do it?
他话你点样能够有咁大嘅气力嘅？
How did you finish so well in your life?
點樣你可以人生裏邊啊走完人生個路啊咁有力嘅？
What's the secret?
秘密係乜嘢？
You know what he said?
你唔知道佢講乜嘢？佢點樣講啊？
I don't know.
佢話我唔知啊。
I'm still running.
因為我仍然走緊噶。
I haven't finished my race yet.
我還未跑完我嘅競賽啊。
So he's 103 now.
103歲。
And he's still running.
仍然係在賽跑場上跑緊。
May God give us the grace to follow.
願神賜愛俾你佢嘅恩典力量，有佢嘅模範，跟佢一樣咁樣走。Thank you so much, Dan.